Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
With Macca and Tass.
With Macca and Tass. As we did last week, we interviewed a couple of candidates for Lord Mayor. This week, we're doing so again. Our first guest is Aaron Wood. And I'm sorry, I made it Woods previously, Aaron. It's Aaron Wood. Good morning.
Good morning, Macca and Tass. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm pretty good. Look, just quickly, Aaron, what we do is in a moment, you get the opportunity to do a one-minute introduction of yourself. Tass and I will ask alternate questions, and they're pretty much the same questions we asked of the candidates last week. You get a minute and a half to answer each question, and I encourage you to use that minute and a half, because if you don't use it,
You lose it.
Use it or lose it. I like it.
That's right. And at the end, you get 2 minutes to do a summary. So I'll kick off with the first question. So, Aaron, why do you want to be... You do your one-minute intro. Go for it.
So I'm a father. I've got two young kids. One of those at Kensington Primary School. One of those at Kensington Childcare. I'm a ratepayer. I'm a small business owner. I've owned a small business in the city for 15 years, and I want to play my role in reviving the $104 billion central city economy, because it's not just important to Melbourne, it's actually important to Victoria and indeed to Australia. So there's a big vision there of actually reviving our city economy, being a strong advocate for our small businesses, our residents and our ratepayers. But it's also about getting the little things right as well. So I've got a track record of listening to ratepayers and residents, whether that's things like graffiti or city safety or acting on homelessness. So I'm about getting absolutely the big visions right, but not losing sight of the small things that really make Melbourne big as well.
Great.
Thank you for that.
Now, my first question, Aaron, is why do you, I know you covered it there, but why do you want to be elected as the Mayor, Lord Mayor of Melbourne?
I think the biggest thing for me is, as a small business owner in the city myself, I'm actually going through a lot of the pain that much of our small business community is going through right now. And when I was considering, you know, I've been Deputy Lord Mayor now for 4 years. I was acting Lord Mayor for 6 months as well. I'm the most experienced councillor running in this election. But I really gave it a lot of thought about, you know, why I would step up and run for Lord Mayor. And I think the biggest thing for me was really about those small businesses contacting me every hour. You know, many of them going to the wall, so many businesses lost already, and they just don't feel like they've got a strong voice or a strong advocate on their behalf. And that was really shown by the unworkable recovery roadmap that came out of the last round of consultation with the state government. So I've got a track record of standing up to the state government, even when that's not easy, and I'll keep doing that for our small businesses and our residents and ratepayers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. It's Tass here. Tell us, what do you believe in? What are your core values, and how do these beliefs and values frame your policies?
This is a really good question. I believe in honesty and integrity. I believe in accountability. I really think, you know, you really should do what you said you would do. You've got to follow that through and deliver. It's all well and good to have, you know, big grandiose visions, but if they aren't realised, then really, it's just hollow rhetoric. So I think the other things that I operate with is respect for all people, no matter what walk of life they're from. I had the, you know, amazing opportunity to go on Filthy Rich and Homeless on SBS. And, you know, I just think if you're not touched by the plight of others less fortunate than you, then, you know, you're not the same sort of person that I am. But I think the other thing that I believe in is really, you know, easing the burden on small business and our residents and our ratepayers at such a difficult time, and getting those small things right. that make Melbourne big. Not just doing the flashy stuff, but actually doing the hard work and rolling up your sleeves is what I'm known for on council.
Okay. Now, you're actually creating a little bit of a credit in time there, which, don't worry, we won't let that lapse, Aaron, because we actually often we get a couple of questions from listeners, and I see we've got a couple. We'll see if we can fit them in. So following that, Aaron, on the back of creating a COVID normal world, which I know we all are looking forward to, tell us what you'll do to bring life back to Melbourne, to help revive the economy, its culture, and all the things that we love about Melbourne.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest challenge we've ever faced, and all of us sort of sitting, you know, at home or doing homeschooling with their kids, or, you know, just wanting to get back in the office and be around people. So we've got a 5-point plan for Team Aaron Wood. You can check out all our policies at teamaaronwood.com.au. But the biggest one is to get people back in the office COVID safe. We did it after the first lockdown. We can do it again. The second part is to shop the city, eat the city, drink the city, all the fun stuff, a block-by-block precinct-based event strategy. Recognise the pressure on our ratepayers. I froze rates this time. That was my push. We'll do it again to June 2022. And then we've got to support the construction boom into places like Fisherman's Bend by advocating strongly for the Metro 2 rail project, and then have real solutions to homelessness. So that's why we'll appoint the first chief homelessness advocate to work with state government. We'll double the funding to our homelessness agencies, Salvos and the like, and we'll build 200 affordable homes on council-owned land. So that's the 5-point plan to get our city moving again.
Aaron, it's Tass here. Next question for me is, what is your vision for the future of Melbourne? What would Melbourne look like after 4 years with you as the mayor and leading a team of councillors?
Well, I think the big one is that for the 7 of the 8 years that I've been on council, we've been the world's most livable city, and unfortunately we've lost that crown. And that's not just an award, it's really about the livability of our city, the experience of our city, and it's a huge international reputational brand as well. Our arts and culture capital, sports capital, food capital, all these things are actually at risk right now. And you look at other states or other cities like Sydney that are releasing a nighttime economy strategy, you can see that, you know, in the pain that Melbourne's going through, they're seeing an opportunity to seize a lot of these crowns from us. So I'll work very hard, block by block, precinct by precinct, sector by sector, with all of our key business and industry leaders to restore us as the arts and cultural capital, the sporting capital, the food capital, and hopefully to get us back to the world's most livable city. That'll be my absolute focus over the next 4 years.
Great. Thank you.
Now, you notice, Tass, Aaron is really practiced at answering in about a minute.
Yes, he's doing very well.
He is doing well. Good on you.
There's a lot of pressure as that clock ticks over.
Well, feel free to take a bit more time.
Yeah,
we want to keep it conversational, Aaron.
You've got a minute and a half for each one, so.
Macca, you're next.
Yes, now we've actually got a couple of listener questions, which I'll probably follow in on. But the next question, Aaron, is, as Joy's audience is predominantly, and it's actually close to half, is LGBTQI+ folk and communities. Have you and your team signed up to the Rainbow Pledge?
Yes, we have. And I think that, you know, if you're a board mayor and you haven't signed up to that pledge, then maybe you better reconsider running for City of Melbourne, because, you know, we really celebrate all of our diversity. And I was lucky enough as Deputy Mayor in 2017 to play a strong support role in the Marriage Equality campaign. I spoke at a lot of the fundraisers, and I just felt so proud that, you know, we were the highest yes vote in the country. Alex Greenwich actually, he's on as a co-chair of the Australian Marriage Equality Organisation. He was actually on SBS, Filthy Rich and Homeless, the season before me. And people like Tim Pepper, they just do an amazing job in not just, you know, saying, okay, we've won the vote and that's it. I think you can never rest when it comes to respect for diversity. And certainly as an organisation, City of Melbourne has a real focus on, you know, inclusivity, on mental health, on wellbeing, and on seeing our community services through a diversity lens at all times. So, yeah, I'm a very proud Melburnian and very proud of the socially progressive ideals that we hold dear right across all of our communities.
I have to ask, Aaron, one of the members on your ticket, Beverly Pinder, has not signed the Rainbow Pledge. Why is that?
She's actually signed the Rainbow Pledge, but has chosen not to post it on social media because she believes it's a private thing for her because her son is actually gay.
Okay, well, on rainbowvotes.com.au for Melbourne, it says that she hasn't signed the pledge, so a bit confused about that. I mean, I understand what you've said, but I'm a little confused about that, that everyone else on your ticket has put it on there through the lobby, but Beverly hasn't.
I'm not sure. I can't speak to what's going on with the website or anything like that, but I can assure you that she's absolutely supportive.
Yeah. Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Aaron, tell us about your base. Who are your supporters? And who may you be affiliated with politically? We do note that Jeff Kennett, former Liberal Party leader, has publicly endorsed your candidacy.
Yeah, it was great to get Jeff's endorsement. I think just as important or equally important to me is all of the endorsements that I've got from small business owners and community leaders. So literally hundreds and hundreds of small businesses have actually endorsed Team Aaron Wood. I think what's important to me is I'm absolutely independent, I'm unaligned, I'm not a member of a political party, and I never have been, and nor is my deputy. I think the only sort of common thread for us as a team is that we're all small business owners. Many of us are actually residents in the city of Melbourne as well. But the other thing I think for us is there's not a focus on the big end of town. So, I want all of our team to be accessible. And my track record on council is that people get pretty shocked when, I answer their email or return their call or personally go out to solve an issue that they might have contacted us with. And I think that's a bit sad that people are shocked that, their elected representatives, would personally take interest in an issue that might be important to them. But, yeah, I think party politics shouldn't have a place in local government. We really do need to be an independent voice for ratepayers, and yes, we need to work with the state government, whenever we can, and I'm a natural collaborator, but we've also got to stand up to, the state government and other levels of government if it's not in the interest of our ratepayers.
Thank you for that. I might just go back to Macca's question, if that's okay.
Yeah, we actually had a...
We're listening to a bit of feedback, who's actually sent us the Rainbow Votes website.
Yeah. And look, there's a question from a listener here, Aaron. It says, as you've signed the pledge and you're speaking on a LGBTQI plus community radio station, the listener asks, second part, can you explain why our community should vote for your team when it's unclear that a member of your team is a supporter of our community?
Macintosh, I'm not really sure what more I can say to this, is that indeed Councillor Pinder is actually supportive of the community and has demonstrated that time and time again. So I'm not sure how much more I can say on this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Look, that's cool. Look, I don't want to beat her up. She hasn't signed the pledge, and I do recall in 2018... the coming back out again ball, she spoke against council spending money on that, which I was a bit challenged by at the time. But what I'd suggest is that Beverly perhaps needs to contact rainbowvotes.com.au, because our community will go to this website and there's a big red X against her. So she may not be helpful, but that's up to her. So look,
all I can say, Macca and Tass, is I'm the Lord Mayoral candidate, my Deputy Lord Mayoral candidate, and I'm a huge supporter of the community and have demonstrated that time and time again over my time on council, and will continue to do that if I get to serve the City of Melbourne.
Yes, yeah. Of course, but politics is always about numbers, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we've actually had a lot of email on this. I'm not going to read the others out. Now, what I'm going to do, Aaron, is I'm actually going to give you 2.5 minutes to wind up. I do encourage you to use that all, because you've actually used a bit less time.
Got a few credits.
A few credits. Use that to wind up, and clock starts now.
Yeah, so, look, I really think that we've got the biggest challenge ever ahead of us, the COVID-19 economic rebuild is going to take someone who understands business, and having a business of 21 years, 15 of those years being in City of Melbourne, and then having a team that are all small business owners. But not only that, I'm a resident as well. I'm a ratepayer. I use a lot of the services of City of Melbourne. I've got a track record of delivery. I was the one who pushed for the rate freeze for both residential and commercial. We've got a policy of a 20% discount on rates for commercial landlords as well, because that flows through to the tenants who pay the rates in their outgoings. So any of that cost burden that we can ease at a particularly tough time, many of our hospitality and retail and tourism businesses, is going to be very, very important. So we've got a big vision for Melbourne. I've delivered things like the Melbourne Renewable Energy Project, which is now the equivalent of 40,000 homes in the City of Melbourne renewable energy across 20 different organisations. I instigated the Business Support Summit when COVID-19 first hit, and a lot of the grant support flowed from that. So a lot of the big things, but truthfully, I think I want to be known for a lot of the smaller things. So whether that's, you know, true action on homelessness and getting out block by block with our agencies to, you know, visit many of our rough sleepers and try and get them pathways out of homelessness, or whether that's, you know, going and dealing with a noise complaint that an issue's got, or some graffiti tagging on someone's property. You know, these are the sorts of things that if you don't get those small things right, that delivery of the big vision will falter. And then the other thing that I'm also known for is reaching out to leaders in the community. So this is not all about the Lord Mayor doing everything. The Lord Mayor's got a really important role of bringing together all of the different sectors of our society, and certainly all the different business sectors, and really facilitating and supporting good outcomes. So using the best brains in Melbourne to rebuild our city is going to be really critical. I'm unaligned, I'm independent. I really want to stress that, because I think it is important not to have party politics in local government. I'm fiercely independent, and I'll stand up for ratepayers' interests even when that's a difficult thing to do, and even when that means standing up to other levels of government. But I've also got a good history of collaboration in delivering $50 million funding when the Westgate Tunnel was proposed and would impact on our residential communities. So please vote one, Team Aaron Wood.
Great.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. And I want to thank you, one, for making the time this morning. It's really important for my community to be able to hear from you. I hope that's been worthwhile for you, and as we wish all candidates, in the City of Melbourne elections, because it is our capital city, it's a really important election, we wish them all well, and our standing offer is whoever is Lord Mayor of Melbourne after, it's October 23, Aaron?
Yeah, you've got to get your votes in by October 23.
By October 23. Whoever is Lord Mayor after October 23, does come on Saturday Magazine once a month to tell us about what's going on in the City of Melbourne, so you never know. We don't know who it's going to be yet. So thanks again.
Thanks, Tash. Thanks, Macca.
Cheers.
Well, best wishes, Aaron. Macca, we've got a message here from a listener.
Yep.
It's actually Daryl. Daryl from Burwood East,
yep,
who wants to know where they can find out more information about councillors, or candidates, I should say. What we recommend you do is you go straight to the Rainbow Votes website.
Yeah, rainbowvotes.com.au.
And have a look at your council. You put in your postcode. It'll give you a list of all the candidates, and it'll let you know whether they've actually signed the pledge or not.
And we've actually got, I think, five or six candidates from different councils around the ring of the CBD next week.
So we're covering Moreland, Yarra, Stonington, Melbourne and Port Phillip.
Cool.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.